Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night sky over Tel Aviv is clear with a gentle breeze, offering a comfortable evening for a stroll. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant night with mild temperatures. Haifa is experiencing a calm evening, perfect for a quiet night outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, in the past hour, the IDF reported the elimination of the commander of Hamas's drone unit in Gaza during an attack in the central region. Also, forward reports just in that two mosques were burned in the West Bank on Sunday, including one in Kusra, south of Nablus, defaced with graffiti. Also this hour, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the Iran war will conclude when the regime falls or ends its nuclear program. Separately, from Australian Jewish News, a woman has been charged over alleged anti-Semitic slurs at the Bondi massacre site, following an incident with offensive language. And finally, a significant development from earlier today, as Prime Minister Netanyahu departs for the U.S. to meet President Trump, reported by Middle East 24. Here's what people are saying online. Lee Kern, an activist, posted just minutes ago that the ideology fighting Israel is similar to that behind a car attack in Berlin. Raylan Givens, known as Jewish Warrior 13, wrote earlier today emphasizing Iranian influence on conflict dynamics and the need for decisive action. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, reported an hour ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu is en route to the U.S. for discussions on Iran and attends a memorial for Senator Lindsey Graham. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's recent operation, Walla reports that the commander of Hamas's drone operations was targeted for his role in producing drones intended to harm Israeli civilians. This marks a significant blow to Hamas's technological capabilities. The elimination underscores Israel's continued focus on neutralizing threats from Gaza. Turning to the West Bank, Forward highlights the burning of two mosques, with one incident involving hate graffiti. These attacks are part of rising tensions in the region, raising concerns over potential escalations. Authorities are investigating these acts as hate crimes. Meanwhile, in an interview with Fox News, Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized that the Iranian threat will persist until the regime changes its nuclear stance. This statement comes amid international discussions on Iran's nuclear ambitions and regional stability. Netanyahu's remarks highlight the enduring focus on containing Iran's influence. In another development, Australian Jewish News reports that a 67-year-old woman faces charges for anti-Semitic remarks at the Bondi site. The incident has sparked outrage and calls for stronger measures against hate speech. It reflects ongoing societal challenges in addressing intolerance. Finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu's U.S. visit involves key discussions with President Trump on Iran. As detailed by Middle East 24, the trip aims to reinforce strategic alliances and address international legal challenges. Netanyahu's agenda underscores the importance of U.S.-Israel relations in tackling regional issues. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that the Israel Innovation Authority has launched aid for young tech companies impacted by the strong shekel, supporting innovation in a challenging economic climate. Separately, CTech shares that Intel is experiencing unprecedented demand for its processors, marking a potential revival and opportunity for strategic growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a rise in fuel prices, highlighting an economic strain that will affect consumers' pockets, with the market eagerly awaiting the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.